The human family, a community of peace. That's the theme of Pope Benedict's message for the upcoming World Day for Peace, celebrated January 1st. In the message, released Tuesday in a Vatican press conference, the Holy Father urges world leaders to work towards an effective nuclear disarmament for a peaceful world. President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Martino, introduced the message to the media.
This concern was initiated because we assist today to a renewed race to nuclear armaments. There are experiments done here and there, and also experiments of new weapons. And so this has to be stopped because nuclear weapons must never be used. Nuclear weapons means complete destruction, not only of those who we want to destroy, but also of those who use it. There is also a concern for the spreading of conventional weapons. Weapons are incompatible with peace.
Cardinal Martino says the Pope is also encouraging greater commitment to the environment.
The environment is important because the family lives in an environment. If the environment is contaminated, if it is polluted, this fact is not favorable to the development of the family, both the nucleus one and the human family. Also, we have a responsibility. We can use the creation, as we Christians say about environment, we can use the creation but not destroy it, because we have a responsibility for future generations. So we have to use it, improve it if it's possible, and transmit it to the future generations. And this is a duty, an obligation. And perhaps in the past the focus was not so direct on this problem, but I would like to remind that the chapter 10 of the compendium of the social doctrine of the Church is dedicated exactly to the environment.
Pope Benedict calls the family the first and indispensable teacher of peace. Bishop John Hine, chair of the English Bishops' Committee for the Family, says families must be helped to resolve conflict and overcome social injustice.
I think it's a great thing that he's doing this, because one of the most important aspects of the marriage relationship really is the whole area of conflict. It is said that more marriages break down because the partners have never had any help or instruction or assistance, really, in the whole area of conflict in relationship. And that's something which is part of every human relationship. And so we really do need to have help in that sphere. Peace is not just the absence of immediate conflict. Peace has to be based on justice. And I think it's true equally of the family, that if young people are brought up in a family where there is good communication, where people are respected and given their proper place, then they're far more likely to take this with them into their lives afterwards. And so that you get less competitiveness, less trying to put other people down, but a much more constructive way of living and relating, which I think spreads to the larger society.
And we'll have more coverage on Pope Benedict's World Peace Day message on January 1st. Don't miss it.